Gary Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, once again, we're seeing in the news some corporations who are beginning to ban social networking sites. The latest was some research conducted by Sophos that revealed about 50% of workers out there are being blocked from accessing Facebook. Why are employers concerned about this, and why should a small business be concerned about whether or not its employees access Facebook?
Well, there are a variety of reasons, and actually in some businesses, employers will encourage employees to use Facebook. It could be a very valuable sales tool for salespeople. However, there are a few problems that employers face with social networking sites in general. One of them is the sharing of proprietary information. And in some cases, an employee might know something that they don't know they're not supposed to say to anyone and think it's really great stuff and just share it on one of these social networking sites that a lot of people have access to. So they want to protect their confidential information. Another problem has to do with controlling malicious software. I mean, whenever you go out to a website, there's a chance, depending on the website and how it's managed, that it could have malicious software on it. So if there's no business reason for an employee to be going to a website, then it's a good standard security policy not to allow them to go to that website, whether it's by policy that's written in a manual or enforced by policy-driven software.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine it would also decrease some productivity and use a lot of bandwidth, which is always an issue. But I was struck by one of the quotes here. Said the research that they had done at Sophos also indicated that 41% of Facebook users were prepared to divulge personal information to a complete stranger. In this case, a small plastic frog called Freddy Starr. Which really highlights the extent of the problem that businesses face. How is that possible that people are willing to divulge personal information to a complete stranger?
Well, when you're online and you're talking to someone, you don't have most of the communication that you have when you're talking face-to-face with a person. You don't have eye contact. You don't have body language. You don't even have vocal inflection. So it's very easy for someone that you might not trust if they were standing in front of you to seem like they're a wonderful person. And so people really tend to let down their guards because they assume that most people are good, which most people are, but the bad guys are probably taking disproportionate advantage of the anonymity of the net. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people have warm, fuzzy feelings, and they go out and start talking, and people talk back, and before you know it, they've told everything there is to know about them. And this is really common on MySpace, too, where people put up web pages that just have so much personal information that, you know, a targeted social network or social engineering attack is just incredibly simple to pull off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw another survey by CloudMark. Harris had conducted it for them, indicating that 83% of the population was more concerned about things like phishing and identity theft than they had been last year. And yet, many of them still continue to do the same sort of, you know, dangerous online behaviors that they've been doing in the past, including filling out information on web pages that is optional. Which, by the way, why is that a big problem? I guess I'd be one of the offenders myself. If information is optional on a web page, why shouldn't I put that in there?
Well, for one, it gives a lot of companies valuable information that they can sell about you, so that other companies can profile you for advertising.
Oh, so it's a
spy. For another, yeah. The information gets into the wrong hands. It facilitates things like identity theft and social engineering attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, I'm not surprised that people keep engaging in the same risky activities, because what they tend to hear in the media is, here's this problem, this is what's happening, but no real good sound advice generally on how to protect yourself and how to learn more. Because, I mean, you can give a checklist of here's the top 10 things, but that doesn't facilitate a real good understanding of the issue. And people need to learn more about the internet and the technology if they want to use it safely.
Sounds like great advice. Well, if people want to contact you for further information, either IT directors about Facebook or ways to either close down access or limit access, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Terrific. Thanks again, Randy, for today. And this has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.